John with Britney Spears, holding you closer, bringing you closer to a Friday Focus right now on Radio Life and Style. Penny Farid's in the house looking back on the week that was in the local news cycle. What's happening, Penny?
Top of the morning to you, Mike, and to all our listeners. And we begin this week. We are 3 weeks into South Africa's new traffic enforcement system. Kwadukuza has still not answered basic questions about how it is running. The Administrative Adjudication of Road Traffic Offences Act, known as ARTA, took effect in 62 municipalities on the 1st of July. Kwadukuza is one of them. Traffic fines issued in the municipality are now handled administratively by the Road Traffic Infringement Agency, not through the criminal courts. Two things change for drivers now. Notices sent by email, text message, or WhatsApp are legally binding, and a driver has 32 days to pay or dispute a notice before it escalates to an enforcement order that can block the renewal of a license or a vehicle disc. The demerit point system has not started. Government has not confirmed a firm date for it. The rollout has been challenged from two directions. The South African Local Government Association went to court to stop it, arguing municipalities were not ready and would have to divert money meant for service delivery to cover enforcement costs. That urgent bid failed, and the association says it will pursue the matter further. Separately, the organization Undoing Tax Abuse has asked the High Court to suspend this phase, arguing government acted without adequate public consultation and before an independent appeals tribunal was in place. That court has not ruled. Friday Focus asked Kwadukuza whether it was ready to administer ARTA on the 1st of July, what it will cost, and from what budget line it will be coming from. The municipality has not responded to a line of questions. And we are going into the final voter registration weekend, which takes place on the 1st and 2nd of August. It is the last opportunity to register or to correct your details before the local government elections on the 4th of November. The Electoral Commission expects elections to be proclaimed in early August, days after that weekend. Once the proclamation is gazetted, the voters' roll closes, and any further changes are not allowed. That deadline matters in Kwadukuza because voting stations have changed. Ward boundaries across KwaZulu-Natal were redrawn ahead of this election, and voters were moved between wards and voting districts. In Ward 22, residents will no longer vote at the Salt Rock Library or at Sinzani School. These venues are no longer Ward 22 voting stations, and affected voters have been reassigned. In Ward 6, an additional voting station has been added. The commission is urging every resident to check their ward and voting station, even those who have not moved house. Go to elections.org.za and enter your identity number. You can also send your identity number by text message to 32018. Registration and updates can be done in person on the 1st and 2nd of August or online at registertovote.elections.org.za, which is zero rated and carries no data cost. After the roll closes in early August, the station on your record is where you vote on the 1st of November. And we're going into municipality findings. The findings of the forensic investigation into Kwadukuza Municipality have still not been made public. The investigation was conducted under Section 106 of the Municipal Systems Act, which allows the Provincial Cooperative Governance, MEC, to investigate allegations of maladministration, fraud, corruption, or serious malpractice in a municipality. It led to the suspension of three senior officials, including municipal manager Nhlanhla Mdikane, in February, and to one dismissal. The Dolphin Coast Residents and Ratepayers Association has called for the findings to be released. They have not been. Section 106 requires that once an investigation is concluded, the report is tabled to the provincial legislator and to the National Council of Provinces and to the Municipal Council with recommendations for remedial action. Local government elections take place on the 4th of December, and we're going to be monitoring any updates with this. And finally, we are looking at less than 2 weeks, which have led to the Power Act overhaul, and comments on the proposed overhaul of the South Africa's eviction law are still open. The Prevention of Illegal Eviction from an Unlawful Occupation of Land Act, known as the Power Act, has governed eviction since 1998. Human Settlements Minister published a bill to overhaul it in April. The comment period was due to close on the 6th of July. However, it was extended by 1 month after organizations and members of the public asked for more time. Comments now close on the 6th of August. The bill proposes fines of up to 2 million rand and prison terms of up to 2 years for people who incite the unlawful occupation of land or who unlawfully sell land they do not own. The department says protections for occupiers who need alternative accommodation remain in place. The bill is opposed locally. The Shlangwani branch of the Shack Dwellers Movement, Abashlali Basim Jondolo, based at Salt Rock, has organized protests against it. The movement's president said the extension changes nothing for its members. Written submissions go to the Department of Human Settlements, and the email address is on the department's website. We did do a podcast on it under Uncensored, and we interviewed Attorney Gavin Steyn-Hobel on the amendments and what they will mean going forward. And finally, we end with the Ballito Neighborhood Watch annual Poiki competition, which is going to be taking place at Townsend Park on Saturday. The gates open at 10 a.m. Entry is 50 rand a person and includes a bowl, cutlery, and a tasting portion. Children under 12 enter free. Teams for a local business compete for trophies for the best poiki, best stand, and best spirit. The event is a fundraiser. Money raised goes to the Neighborhood Watch's crime prevention work in Ballito. And alongside the cooking, there's a family program with lots of things happening. Tickets are sold at the main entrance to Townsend Park on the day. And there are a number of markets as well for everyone who is coming to the North Coast to enjoy our lovely beaches and weather. And that's it for Friday Focus. Over to you, Mike.
Thank you, Penny. What a lot to focus on a Friday. And it'll be the same next week, I'm sure. Yes. Full weeks of stuff on the KZN North Coast as we head through winter.
Yeah, have you got lots of plans for the weekend?
Well, I think there's definitely a poiki on the cards, but I need to actually now firm something up, because there's so many potential ways it could roll. But now that you've given me that reminder, thank you. Penny Faree with the Friday Focus on a Friday right here on Radio Life and Style. And back again in the new week with another feel-good edition of The Ripple, I'm sure.
Yes.
Stay tuned for that one. Right now, back to the music with Zane.